Good morning. My guest this morning is David Templeton. And what can I say about you, David? You're a writer, you're a director, you're a person of the theater.
That kind of sums it up. I haven't done a lot of directing in many, many years, but I'm stepping back into that. Most people have known me as a writer and performer.
Right, right, exactly.
And Polar Bears was a one-man show that I performed a couple years ago, directed by Sherry Lee Miller. And now we're bringing it back in a couple of different theaters in the area.
Right.
And this time, Chris Schlemp is playing the part that I originally played based on me and something that happened to me in my life. And I'm directing the show.
And you're directing it. So how do you like directing?
I love it. It's a lot more fun than having to memorize 90 really? Minutes of dialogue. Now I get to sit and watch Chris memorize it.
As you get older, you will more and more learn the truth of what you just said about memorization. Memorization is a lost art as far as I'm concerned.
Of course, I can also be the guy when, if he hasn't done it, but if Chris needs to say, oh, this is so hard, I can say, yeah, I know. I've done it. I've memorized it. And I almost rarely actually messed up on stage. But, you know, that happens too.
Well, right. It's so this theater. Is a true story about a very big lie. Talk a little bit about the play.
Well, this deals with something that Christmas movies almost never deal with. And I'm going to try to be very careful in case somebody out there is listening in the presence of children. Many of us who grew up with Santa Claus in our lives came to a point where we started doubting that. Different people at different ages. Right. I was 4, and I decided that I was not going to let that happen to my children. So I created a whole series of rules and things that we all had to follow so that the kids did not have that moment, at least not as early as I did. And in my case, I kind of became obsessed with it. I went really Santa crazy. Yeah. And then our family went through some very hard times, and it was even more important for me to keep the spirit of Santa and magic alive. And that's what this play is about, how I kept doing that, going to increasingly obsessive lengths during increasingly difficult times, and how it ultimately backfired right. in completely right. unpredictable ways.
Right. Well, it's interesting. I haven't seen the show. I hope to see it this time. It's interesting to note that the title is Polar Bears, and this is a Christmas show. I mean, there's a connection there, but it's an odd connection.
We can't really tell you why it's called Polar Bears, because the reason it's called Polar Bears is one of the great pleasures of seeing polar bears. There's a surprise.
No, you cannot be a spoiler.
A number of them.
Spoilers are not allowed on this show.
So you just have to trust us. There's a really good reason it's called Polar Bears.
Right, of course. Has this had any other performances?
Other than the original that I did? Not so far.
Not so
this
far.
Has been it. I always wanted to do 3 of them myself. But this year, as I was getting ready to put that together, I just decided I wanted to see what it would be like to have somebody else do it. And Chris has been in so many things lately. He's a brilliant actor, just so you know. There's a picture. On radio can't see the picture.
Right.
But he asked me early on, do you want me to play you? And I went, no. There's a character named David. He just happens to have been based on me and did things that I did with my kids. But we get to create this guy as if he's a fictional character. And that's what Chris has been doing brilliantly.
How many actors in the show?
Just him.
Just him?
It's just him. He's kind of sorting through stuff in an attic, a bunch of Christmas supplies, which all remind him of different parts of the story as uses those to become different props in telling this whole story.
That's a brilliant way to set it up, really, because you can really use your imagination in setting the stage or do it very simply.
This is a combination of that. It's basically pretty simple. The story is the star, along with Chris, of course.
Well, let's tell people, this will take a little time. This show opens at the Belrose Theater in San Rafael and plays Fridays and Saturdays between November 30th, just a couple of days down the line, to December 15th. And you can get your tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. Then it will move to the Left Edge Theater here in the Burbank Center in Santa Rosa.
It's just one night
it's
only.
It's just the one night. Okay.
Just before Christmas.
Just December 23rd at 7 p.m. And tickets there you can get at leftedgetheater.com. Is that right?
That is correct. Okay. All of that is right. You have 2 different productions that you can choose from.
Well, thanks for coming in, David.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.